Welcome back to Good Food. Why do two lawyers decide to enter the much more perilous and less lucrative world of hospitality? Because they want a cafe that reflects their identity, one where Black people feel welcome, where they can enjoy all the perks of cafe culture. That hadn't always been easy to find for Shanita Nicholas and Amanda Jane Thomas. When they opened Sip and Sonder at the end of 2018, it was the first specialty coffee house in predominantly Black Inglewood. But Shanita and Amanda Jane always saw it as more than a cafe. They wanted to create a community-minded venture complete with a roastery, a creative space, and live events. Now, with three locations, Sip and Sonder is the subject of this week's In the Weeds.
My name is Shanita Nicholas, one of the co-founders of Sip and Sonder.
My name is Amanda Jane Thomas, and I am one of the co-founders of Sip and Sonder. So Sonder is from the Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows, and the definition, it's the realization that everyone around you is living a life that's as vivid and complex and beautiful as your own, right? Full of its own ups, downs, struggles, happiness, joy, everything. And it's such an amazing word. We love it so much that it's part of our company name, because it really is really at the root of what we're all about. When I hear Sonder, I think about a way for me and others to connect with each other. And it really is that starting point of connection, just like coffee. Coffee is the great connector as well. And so the issue there was just obvious to us and really was like, okay, Sip and Sonder, that's the name of our company. No, I never would have imagined that I would be in food and beverage, if I'm really honest. You know, eventually being at Sip and Sonder and what we're doing now really was kind of the culmination of a path that took some turns and twists.
You know, Amanda, Jane and I met at our very first law firm working together, and it really did become, the now typical New York corporate legal office, working around the clock, kind of leaving myself at the door when I would walk into that space, which also meant leaving the stories that were happening around the country, within the Black community in particular, and kind of more broadly, just happening around the world, and not being able to bring that aspect of feelings and conversation and reality into the workplace. But I really enjoyed the time that I got to spend with the other Black women inside of the firm, and started creating meetups for us to get together and inside of the firm to share what we were experiencing as individuals. And Amanda was such a crucial part of that experience. So, you know, we got to talk about all of the things we dreamed about, what we wanted to be in life and do. And in college, I would always say, you know, to my friends, when I grow up and work and then afterwards retire, my retirement, I want to have a coffee shop and be a barista.
You know, for a while during my legal practice, when I first started, I immediately knew that that wasn't it. And so I kind of immediately began that search of, okay, what do I really want to be when I grow up? When coffee entered the conversation, and Shanita and I would just talk about coffee, you know, I said, if we're going to, you know, do kind of and foray into coffee, it's really the coffee and more, right? Like, how are we really going to approach this amazing product, create something that is quality, but then also everything else that it will enable us to do? Our nonprofit right now, our 501c3 nonprofit, is known as Sonder Impact, but it was formerly known as the LA Black Investors Club, which before Sip and Sonder came into crystallization, so when Shanita first moved out here doing that work, and I was still living in New York, but having programming in South Los Angeles, in Inglewood, and that organization at the time was squarely focused on entrepreneurship. How are we focusing on our professional capacity building within Black and Brown communities? And I remember at that time, we were doing so much of our programming in places that now are our neighbors, you know, like in Englewood. One of our programs in 2016, for example, was at the Miracle Theater, which is right down the street from us. And so we were already in the neighborhood, in the community, doing work through the nonprofit. And so once Sip and Sonder kind of entered the scene, it was a natural choice that is where we were going to start to build.
What's been so incredible to see in our placement on Market Street is also the growth of small business, especially Black and Brown-owned small businesses in the area as well. Now around the corner from us, there's a Black woman-owned bookstore, the Salt Eaters, the Residency Gallery, numerous list of these really incredible spaces of ownership that also recognize the need for communal ownership of a community in Englewood that's been there for decades. And so it's that vibrancy. People are walking down the street more frequently than we had seen before. But traffic alone is definitely prominent and has allowed us to continue to grow. And so that buzz is coming back, and that's what's been incredible to be a part of. So our coffee is roasted in-house. So all the coffee that we sell is manufactured currently in our space in Englewood. But we look across three different areas when we source our coffee as well: sustainability, traceability, and directness. And so that really all leads to, okay, what are the stories of the people that our coffee is coming from? In part, that means going out and meeting them. So we take visits to the different countries that we're sourcing our coffee from to meet the producers and meet the farmers on the ground, so that we not only know where our coffee is coming from, but they also know where their coffee is going. When we look across the landscape of LA and we see just an incredible amount of Black and Brown owned coffee shop spaces, that speaks to the presence at the end of the supply chain of a group of people that's reflected at the beginning. When we talk about origin and we go to Honduras or Jamaica or Ethiopia, we're visiting Black and Brown and Indigenous spaces. And so what I see in that reflection is really, how are we moving through the supply chain and supporting ownership throughout that supply chain so that we can recycle that back?
You've been listening to Shanita Nicholas and Amanda Jane Thomas, owners and founders of the proudly Black-owned cafe Sip and Sonder. Their flagship location is in Englewood, and they've got two more outposts in Sherman Oaks and downtown LA. You can pick up a bag of beans roasted in-house or grab one of their signature drinks, like their Cardi Rose Latte or Spiced Pear Tonic.